The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Everybody, welcome to the Pat Buck Show, now available on the Shining Wizards Network. Happy to have their help assisting me edit and put this stuff up. I'm getting a little bit better, but I still need help. Can't stand on my own two feet. I blame that on technology because I just my computer's not that good. And it's getting slower and slower, and I think it's time to bite the old bullet just figure out what I got to do to kind of upgrade the equipment. But first, you know, re-download this feed. Well, you already did if you're listening to this, but check it out. Leave a review. Thank you to the three people. I'll say your names later that listened and left a little nice review on iTunes. I know it's annoying. I know you got to get to a new feed, and why would you do this? Well, I'm sorry. It happened, and hopefully it won't ever happen again. All right. Well, let me plug things, because coming up really quickly is October 14th. In Creskill, New Jersey, and October 15th in Brooklyn, New York. And that'll be with WrestlePro. I'll be in the main event the first night. I think it's appropriate going for the tag straps with me and Ryback versus the Heavenly Bodies. And second night, I'm not going to wrestle, but we have a jam-packed show. We got Santino Marella here. We got a lot of stuff going on. It's an interesting mix of, you know, past WWE people and TNA people and indie people and homegrown people. Some dickhead left a review before on the wall, just basically saying, look, we get it, you guys. I don't think they've ever been to one show. You know, bringing in the names, and, you know, you guys should focus more on homegrown. And I get that a lot, and it's always from people that never come to the fucking show. If you came to September 10th, Ric Flair, yeah, he's bright and big on a poster. 3-minute promo, you can meet him. And then, you know, me and Cody, great. Yeah, Cody's there, obviously. We wrestled in the last match. But everything else in the show was pretty much, you know, homegrown, independent person. It's what we created here. So go fuck yourself. My new thing to do, and I talk about this on the other podcast, is you're allowed to say something sucks. You are, you know, but you're not allowed. If you get a little profane with the old reviews, or if you get a little too, I don't want to ruin this because I talk about this on the other show, Conversation with the Big Guy, you know, which some of you are leaving great reviews to. Most of you, we still got to figure out that right feel for it. Like, I think it needs more editing, not more editing, but more fun stuff. And I promise I'm going to do that. I'm going to actually compensate someone to the best of my ability to get that, to make that show kick a little more. Because, like, there's things like the episodes don't have like labels on them. Because we went through a little feeling out process. We switched servers. We did a lot of things trying to make this, cause we got a good audience there, but we got to keep this up. And I got to make the subjects better, and we got to probably drink a little bit less. But anyway, what I was saying is before supporting WrestlePro, WrestlePROonline.com, some of you are buying tickets, and I appreciate that. Tickets have moved a little bit. Very happy about that. But some guy fucking gave like a 3-star review or a 2-star review, or it may have even been 1-star. I really don't remember. Chad and Kevin were telling me before. And left that, and I think, you know, had words with him, but like, you know, whatever it is. And he left a really stupid reply, but you can disagree like that. But if you're going to go out of your way to like crap on a business review, you know, like just fucking don't be that person that fucking thumbs down a YouTube review, anything on YouTube, unless they trick you, you know, if they Rickroll you or it's something completely. I was getting really mad when I was trying to find Star Wars stuff and it's just some fucking thing making fun of Star Wars people, like it, shit like that's annoying. But if it's just someone trying to do their thing, don't fucking dislike the video. Don't do any shit like that. But if you get profane about it, I'm gonna see your Facebook profile and try to you know, figure out where you work and maybe drop old corporate an email. And I'll talk about that on other episodes, but basically I think people need to be held accountable for what they say online sometimes. And I think it's just not fucking right what people do. And I don't think everybody should really have a voice on the internet. Call me crazy. I think people just don't relate to their online personality sometimes, and they think it's not a real thing, and they don't, you know, the internet's very real. So if you can't say things on there that you wouldn't have the, you know, respect or courage or whatever to say in real life. So don't fucking do it. Forgive me. I'm going to put something on my phone because I have notes in front of me. My screen keeps shutting. Then I got to put in the password. I dropped my phone in the toilet today. I'll get to that in a minute. Not that it's a riveting story, but it was, you know, I don't know, sort of a pain in the ass because I had a long day. I'm sorry. Let me just find where this is. You ever go to settings and you can't fucking figure out where's it? Because I got the new software, which I don't mind, but I'm not really used to it yet. And I'm going to have to pause right here. Okay, game on. My bad. Dude, I got the new software, and I know I go from topic to topic to topic, and it's hard to keep, you know, this ADD boy situated. But I got the new fucking software, and, you know, I pride myself on knowing every little area of my iPhone, and that took a little while. So anyway, don't be a dick online is basically what I'm trying to say. All right, so we got those shows coming up. I'm excited for them. Talked about them. This whole show is promotional tool, free therapy. It's I'm supposed to say this in the beginning, is a way for to let you in my life in the trials and tribulations of being in and around professional wrestling. Okay, I got that out of the way. So, with that being said, one of the hats that I wear that I think is really the driving force in everything, even though I have pride as a trainer and I think that's the most rewarding, but the promoter hat is really something that has really kind of changed my life and I think has created a lot of good stuff. But it's interesting because when I started promoting in New Jersey, and I guess the first taste of promoting would have been OVW, but it wasn't my money. So it was just more like, you know, would help with some of the local towns or help with the card, but that wasn't really fully promoting. That's, you know, booking or doing that. Promoting, you got to put up the money for it, or you're promoting for someone else's money. That's what a promoter, I think, is. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that sometimes it's difficult depending on where your location is as a promoter. I started promoting in New Jersey because it's easier to promote in New Jersey because there's no commission. People listening to this, I'm sure you've heard of, obviously, like the Las Vegas, you know, athletic commission that you hear about that a lot with boxing and MMA. And that's kind of the same thing with a lot of different states. The ones that do have commissions, which I think that their pro wrestling thing should be rather obsolete, but, and I don't mean that in a hearty kind of way, I mean that really they should be gone. And I know people like, no, they keep things in order. They allow, you know, backyard wrestling to stop. And no, I don't think regulation should exist in professional wrestling. It's a fucking made up industry. However, New York, you fall under the same guidelines. I've talked about this in the past as boxing and MMA. And now it's MMA, which MMA just became legal in the state, I think maybe a few months ago. What has happened then? So basically, I've had my New York promoter's license for basically maybe 2 years. Myself and, you know, Kurt Hawkins, Brian Myers, are on the license. It says Creative Pro. Creative Pro has their own professional wrestling license for the state of New York promoter. And we're used to not the nonsense, but there's things that come with that. And I've talked about this before too. You got to have a doctor at every show. You know, and you can't, what sucks about that is it's really, you think, oh, well, that makes sense. Someone could get injured, but no, that's not why it's there. It's just there. It's just regulation. It just makes it hard on the promoter. Like if you're a responsible promoter, you should have someone there, a doctor, an EMT. I get that. But at the same time, if you really, really think about it, you know, if something goes down and horrible things do happen on a show, you know, you wouldn't need an ambulance there. You know, I get that. Something happened horrible to Danny DeMonto on a New Jersey for Jersey All Pro. And I wish him a speedy recovery. And that's a horrible break. And I actually think in a weird way, this injury will get him more over than he's ever been. But that really sucks. And I reached out to him twice, but he didn't respond. So hope he's doing well, because that was a gnarly fucking thing. Which is a shame because it's his new body that he got it with. Anyway, I get the idea of having an ambulance at a show. or I get the idea of having a, I'm all over the place. I'm talking about the rules of New York past to what they are now. You have to have a doctor there. Okay, that's noble, but it's not specified what kind of doctor you need to have. So on most of these shows that I've been on on wrestling shows with a guy that's a podiatrist. Okay, so if I get a big gash on my head, does he know how to sew me up? Maybe, because he probably has general, you know, doctors have to go through obviously a lot of different training. But if one show in particular, I remember when I was at NYWC, my knee kind of buckled and I was getting really horrible. It was like a mix of like a knee and my thigh was like severely cramping and I went down pretty hard. And the doctor there is a psychologist. What the fuck can he do for me? So I'm in the ring and I can't even like roll on my hip to get out. And this old fucking vampire of a doctor gets in the ring. And you know what happens? He's so fucking senile. He falls on top of me. And I remember looking at him going, are you fucking kidding me? Like it's just bananas. So, but it's just a way that, you know, they want to protect their own ass, but there's just so much regulation and nothing makes sense. To be a promoter, also, you have to have a $20,000 surety bond. Well, what the fuck does that mean, Pat? Basically, what the law is stating is that when you want to be a promoter, you have to pay a fee. It's an insurance policy. That's pretty much what it is, that you're paying in case you skip town. It's not even, doesn't even have to do with the building, because a building has its own insurance, which you got to pay extra for too. That's pretty much, some places are cool. They're like, yeah, we have our own policy. What the fuck are you going to do? You're going to break the floor? You're going to break the wall? Hey, do you have cushions? Hey, we're cool. Some places are fucking nuts and they need, you know, I have a $2 million policy and I can insure any place in the world, which is kind of cool. Creator Pro. However, some places like, oh, we need $2.5 million. Like, what the fuck? You're this is a high school gym. It's not that nice. It really isn't that nice. Anyway, I'm getting besides the point. So the doctor stuff is, and that's an extra payday for, you know, that you have to pay. Doctors get paid a couple $100 each show. And that kind of hurts because most wrestlers are not getting paid a couple hundred bucks each show because you don't have a couple hundred fans there. Anyway, the bond. So you got to basically put up if something happens and the state can, you know, I don't know, fucking use that bond to pay off something horrible that you did. It just, to me, $20,000 bonds, and that exists for every promoter. It's going to be, fucking UFC and Dana White have one now. MMA, any boxing place has one, which I'm not saying I disagree with that, but I don't even think most promoters understand what the fuck it is. I don't really understand what the fuck it is, but I've had it loosely explained to me. You got to pay a renewal fee every year for your license, and it ranges based upon your perceived fan attendance. If you're under like 1,300 people or 1,500 people, you pay as a pro wrestling promoter, I pay $450 a year for that license fee. And not that that's a lot of money, but not that that's a little money. That's still a fucking chunk of change every single year. And then you put that with the bond fee, which can range based on your credit from low end of like $700 to high end of thousands and thousands of dollars. So add that together with a doctor every show. You're talking about a lot of stuff here. They also require an insurance policy for whatever building that you're running in, which is fine, which I get that, for the building itself. But just a lot of stuff for phony pro wrestling. Then here comes the regulations now. Guardrails around the ring. Well, like, here's the thing, though. Guardrails, like, if they're... It just makes it hard to even have wrestling, period. It's almost like you have to have a ton of... They only want to deal with the people that have money. And outside of that, it's WWE and no one else, really. You know, it's hard to do that. There's probably legitimate 6 people in the state of New York with a professional wrestling promoter license. Or 6 companies, if you will. Everyone's renting each other's fucking license. And they frown on that. Like, you can't do that. Why? Because they want the license fee. And because it's an illegal practice and you're borrowing someone else's license to put on fake phony shows. But look, like, what's the difference if you rent a license or if you don't? I don't condone it. I'm not against it. I'm not for it. But I'm just trying to say, like, what the fuck happens if the promoter, you got to be there. You know, I've been on shows before where this goes down and the person renting and the person whose license it is there. So what fucking difference does it make if the doctor is there? You know, why is that such a fucking condoned thing? Why is that such a big issue? And I've been hit before with things too, when I promoted Creator Pro Wrestling and Global Force, where, you know, they're, we need proof of payment for these wrestlers and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, I submit it and I go, here you go. They're getting paid through this. Everything's fine. Why are there such ball busters? Because people just have to kind of, you know, there's way more boxing events than pro wrestling events in New York State, obviously. And it's bigger money, I think. I would assume so. I don't know that for a fact, but I assume so. So it's they've never been the easiest thing to deal with. Now, the thing is, sometimes laws are ridiculous. Like, for example, Mike Johnson put up a whole thing explaining the new laws in Athletic Commission. And I thought it was pretty interesting because people didn't read it, and I didn't either, where I was like, holy shit, there's a lot of new things that are ridiculous and a lot of things that I really don't care about. The truth is, I think they're ridiculous. And the other truth is, I don't give a fuck. And I'll explain why. And I'm sorry if I'm all over the place. Anyway, so these new laws came out. And Mike Johnson pointed out the old law is that actually children under the age of eight can't go to wrestling events. Technically, it's illegal from the New York State Athletic Commission. Literally, that's what the wording says. Is that enforced? No. What's newly added, and I'll get into the things, I don't have them in front of me, but I'll go by memory. Apologize for being unprofessional while I sit in my attic, trying to get everything ready for things coming up. One big thing that is, I think, crazy is that now you're not allowed to be a heel. You can't jaw jack with a fan. You can't hurt their feelings. You can't yell. You can't, you know, give a finger. And I agree with the cursing part, but it's like, how is that enforced? What are you going to do when you go to a WWE show? You're going to look the other way. Why? Because they're giving you plenty of money. And what are you going to do if, you know, like, so you just, this is performance. This is fucking silly. And you can't, and I've been on shows before where things have been said to me personally about things I've done in the ring. And I'm fucking, not Mr. Play It Safe, but like, I think I gave a crotch chop. And it's like, try not to do that next time. Like, what? Who gives a fuck? It's ridiculous. But anyway, with the commission, what they do is, who enforces it? Well, they send an inspector to each show if they feel like it. And sometimes it makes no sense who they send. And sometimes they don't send anybody. For example, when Evolve was running out of Laboom, I don't think they had an inspector there that day. We got at Creative Pro, our fucking 100 people sellout crowd in that small building in a student show, we had the heart. There's one inspector who is really firm with everything. It's literally by the book. And that gets fucking scary. He gave us a hard time about how many chairs we had up. Basically saying we had like, you know, 10 to 15 people standing. He's like, well, I could shut the show down because these people don't have chairs. It's like, wait a minute. What the fuck was ECW when I'm standing there, you know, and at the Elks Lodge when there's clearly breaking fire code and there's no chairs for tons of, like, what is this? That they're crazy about guardrails and, you know, protective floor padding. We have protective floor padding at Creator Pro, and it's slippery as fuck. We just didn't have the money to get nice mats. We would love that, but like, we make do. So they're taped to the fucking floor, and they're probably more dangerous than having the floor exposed. But that's always been a rule, and I get that. Fine, so be it. Like, I don't think it protects anyone, but at the same time, too, you're just asking people, hey, New York's expensive enough. Buy more shit for your. Buy more. Spend more money. Spend more money. Spend more, and then. It just fucking, it's too regulated. It's too fucking regulated. And then people can't fucking do anything, which is why a lot of more places run in Jersey, because there's nothing like this at all. Anyway, one of the new laws is that just came out is, and I say this because my license was renewed yesterday. and now myself and Myers were kind of talking about it. Like, should we have even gotten this? Because should we have just said, fuck it, we're not going to use a license and we're going to throw pro wrestling parties, pro wrestling ragers, donations at the door. If you want to come fucking see us wrestle, we're not going to charge you a ticket, but we'd really like a donation because that's where they get you. If you charge admission, you have to have a commission. That's the rule. Someone's buying a ticket, you're under the New York State Athletic Commission. New laws that came out, they are now requiring an ambulance at every show with an EMT. So if you break down the cheapest, maybe an EMT is $25 an hour. Maybe you only need them there for the 2 to 3 hours of a show. There's also a curfew with pro wrestling, which I kind of like. I love that. People are like, oh, that takes away. No, a show should be fucking over at 11 o'clock. I jump for joy that that is a fucking thing. It actually helps wrestling. I agree completely. The ambulance. Okay, noble cause if the show's big, but just like, who's paying for it? The promoter. It's like, eh, this follows, this can't, there's got to be a fucking halfway point. There has to be, you know, I understand having an EMT there, but why do we need an EMT and a doctor? We need both. We need someone to fucking check their blood pressure and fucking check their pulse and write that down and submit that. So every time I sit down, they go, huh, your blood pressure's a little high. And I go, huh, I know. Must be this Red Bull I'm drinking. You know, like every fucking time so half the time I don't even go to the doctor when I've been wrestling on outside shows. I just don't fucking care. But it's just becoming a little bit more unfair because then you got to pay for an EMT. And then nobody understands the ambulance thing yet. And I'm not angry by it. Other people were. I'm just like, this is a silly thing. I'm going to have to figure out a way around. I'm going to have to fucking, and I put out that picture of an ambulance donkey from Africa and said, we'll get this for Creative Pro. And then I tweeted it. I thought it was funny. And I sent it to Colt after I tweeted it, to which he told me, don't use the same material. So then I proceeded to have my feelings hurt, and I kept sending it to people individually, getting their laughter, and I send that picture back to Colt just because he stung me so bad. Man, I went a long time on this commission stuff. Maybe I do care. No, but I think we're gonna have to figure this out in January. Why do I think this happens? I think that they are used to having their cushy job. I don't know how much the commission stuff pays. I have no idea. But MMA has turned their world upside down and they're going, oh my God, there's going to be so many MMA promotions now. And there could be. And I'm thinking about that too. I really strongly want to consider. I see where this world is going. And I don't, unless something, I've been waiting patiently for years for something new with wrestling to happen. And I've lost a little bit of hope, even though, of course, I love this industry. But I do love MMA. And I'm starting to see where the real dollar signs are probably going to be. Just food for thought. Maybe when I'm a little less busy. Anyway, because I don't even know if it's the same fucking license. Can I run an MMA show? Can we have Creative Pro fucking Brawl for All? I don't know. I'm not really sure. I haven't looked. There's so many papers on the goddamn fucking website. Every time, like little stupid things, okay? And am I shit-talking the commission? I don't know. But it's just like, come on, man. Like, they had that thing with the intergender match. It's like, this is fucking, this isn't real. This isn't fucking real. I understand no tables, no head injuries, no chair shots. I get that. But then again, when we listen to that and we look online and fucking people are bashing each other with cinder blocks, I'm going, where's their fucking thing? We get in trouble when we hit a guardrail. You know, we get threatened to shut the show down because somebody hit a guardrail. Meanwhile, they're flaming cinder blocks. That's okay. Just very biased based on who the inspector is. And the inspector is most time based upon the area that they live in. What the fuck was I going with this? The ambulance. Oh, MMA. Gosh. Okay, so they got the new laws and they kick in January because MMA, you know, which is interesting to me because, you know, the first, I guess maybe for pro wrestling it's different, but the first, you know, obviously UFC, the November 12th is the one happening in the Garden. I just think it's a way for them to cut back on professional wrestling, hoping that people can't afford it. Like it's done intentionally, not for the safety of anyone, because the intention behind it is just to, I think, lessen pro wrestling events so they can go to more MMA shows because they're probably limited on the amount of inspectors. You know, there's some good guys out there like Billy Caputo and, you know, John Scalise, who I really like, but then there's really guys that are ball busting all the time. And I just don't understand what there is to gain from that. So yeah, that's my thoughts on the commission. Cause a couple of people wrote about that and Mike Johnson called me. He's like, you're the only one that doesn't really, that's not, you know, cause people are writing petitions and stuff. And I'm like, well, cause like, and Colt said this, he's like, well, it sucks because the guys have less places to work. And I agree, but at the same time, it's like, I think I'm on a different playing field and thinking differently. One, because there's so many bad shows that I think it's kind of nice that the ones that they do get on will maybe mean more. And the ones that really want to stick it out will stick it out. and the ones that are with these failed promotions that can't even carry their own license, maybe they'll just fucking stop and go away. And I don't know. Like, I've seen guys get experience on these crappy shows that rent licenses and do all these things, and like, it just doesn't do anything for them. It doesn't benefit anyone, and they're all in their own little bubble, and so be it. And the truth is, like, why can't, you know, if you really want to be a promoter and you really care about your business and you want to care about your promotion in New York, why don't you have a fucking license? That was my first thing I got. I tried to get a license my first year in New Jersey as a promoter. I was like, I want to get in New York. I just want to have it. Why not? And it took years until I started Creative Pro with Brian to go, we need to do this. And he's like, yeah, I agree. So I got my license. It's cool. I'm a promoter. We're promoters. Creative Pro's promoting. So we'll see what that happens. Maybe I can turn the ring truck into an ambulance. I don't know. I don't think that's a thing. We'll figure it out. Speaking of ring truck, I had a lot of mechanical things going on today. A lot of car issues. You know, this show is all about licenses and fucking car stuff. So I got the ring truck, right? And I've had that for about almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in June, I believe. And the car is registered to Creative Pro, which is kind of cool. But I took it into, I don't really use the ring truck that often. I use it for wrestling shows. And normally when someone leases a giant fucking truck, they're using it for cross country trips, you know, or they're trucking. I'm not trucking. I got a fucking ring on it. I'm doing ring rentals and they don't understand that. So I'm always getting these updates like, hey, you've never brought your truck in to be serviced. I'm like, well, I've only put not even 4,000 miles in the last like almost, you know, year and a half. So I figure, you know what? I'm going to bring the fucking truck in. And I also want to take, you know, I actually want to finally get the truck, what is it called? God, I don't know the word, wrapped. And I want advertisements. And I want two different ones on each side. I wanted to create a Pro Wrestling Academy on one side, you know, with a little logo, train to be, you know, two locations, Superstar Wrestling, bullshit, Rahway, Hicksville. And the other side, I wanted to be WrestlePro. And put the WrestlePro and maybe like a fucking, I don't know, like a show poster kind of thing. And I took the truck in. I'm sitting down there with the guy and he's like, well, you can't do that. And I go, why can't I do that? He's like, well, the name of the business that's registered to is Creative Pro. And it's actually, ironically, it's the co-buyer on it is my wife because she has amazing credit. And I go, well, yeah, that's cool. But I also have WrestlePro as well. But they're like, well, you can't put two company names on the truck. I'm like, well, can I put like Creative Pro real big on one side and Wrestle Pro on the other, but like the Creative Pro really small? I'm like, no, that's confusing and that might be against the law. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. I'm like, I can't put, like, no, it has to be matching on both sides and one company logo and one. And that kind of bummed me out. I mean, I can still make do, but I just like the idea of a fucking two-sided truck. Like, oh, what's on that side? Oh, I could be a wrestler. Oh, what's on the other side? Oh, they got a show coming up. But that was my little truck story. I know you're fucking interesting. Another fun fact for you guys. You know, Hawkins has his facts. I have mine. Mine are a lot more fucking boring. I'm getting new guardrails. I'm so fucking happy about that. Like, High Spots, I love you. I love Mike from High Spots. I've bought so much shit from you over the years. But their guardrails, oh my Lord, terrible. They're heavy. They don't work. You hit them, they break through, and then everybody on... Even when I tell all my shows, don't hit the guardrails. Avoid it. I know you guys fucking love doing that. Stop with the guardrails. Don't fucking hit them. Someone always hits them. They break. They hit someone in the front row. Here's Pat with fucking two free tickets, et cetera, et cetera. Stop it. So I got lightweight guardrails that are going to arrive very soon. And I'm fucking excited to have them because they're lighter. And they're just, they're a dream. They're a promoter's dream. That makes me really happy and warms my heart. Guardrail story. Today was a little tough because I'm trying to move, guys. I'm going to have two places soon because I'm moving my little brother up here and I'm going to kind of have him staying in my apartment with his lovely girlfriend. And I'm going to keep this place here to keep my equipment here. I train in Rahway. There's an extra room. So I'll be the fucking weird neighbor up the weird, you know, tenant upstairs in my little attic where I'm recording right now. And I'm moving to Queens, moving back to Queens, going to Astoria. Finally got an apartment today. Congratulations. Thank you. And it took a while. And it took a while. It was a lot of looking, and today was a fucking disaster day because I go there. We like two places. And I know this isn't wrestling related, but who gives a shit? I take my car, which I've named Big Earl, or Earl Jr., because the first one was Big Earl. And sorry, this is weird shit I probably shouldn't say, but just go amuses me when I'm bored. And the car couldn't fit. I had to figure out if I could keep it there because I need a parking spot. You know, I don't have a normal 9 to 5. I don't, you know, I'm not a civilian job. And I have to come and go as I please. Most of the time I'm working from home and then I'm going to train at night. So when you're living in Queens, you can't leave your car on the street. Like meters and fucking tolls and no parking here. You can't even get a spot. So I need a place with a parking spot. And you got to pay extra for that. But one place was like, look, your car might be too big, so let's practice to see if you can fit. Because if you can't, then you can't take this apartment. It doesn't work for you. I go, yeah, fine. So I go there today with my wife. I try to drive it down. Yeah, it looks a little tight. I'm like, eh, this isn't going to work. Back up the car, knock my fucking passenger side mirror clean off. Wonderful. So now I have a huge, remember I talked about this earlier, the back of my car is dented in, and now I have no mirror on my side. Right after that, I was such in a bad mood. We go to get coffee. I get a coffee. I have to pee really bad because my fucking, I pee a lot. I don't know if it's a prostate thing. I have no idea what's wrong with me. I just have to always go to the bathroom all the time. Like water, everything just goes right through me. I wake up 3 times in the middle of the night to pee. I've always been that way my whole life. I go to the bathroom. I'm angry about my car. I drop my phone in the toilet. Never done that before in my life. I picked it up and I saved it though, luckily. And there's a blow dryer right there. No damage. No damage. I'm happy. My phone works. And I got an apartment today, guys. And the guy almost didn't do it. Thank God he liked pro wrestling. Because he's like, I'm looking at your credit. Her credit's perfect. Your credit, not so good. Got screwed on student loans. Still trying to repay them. Which is an episode for another time. All right, what else we got? Ticket sales are moving. It's all about promotion. A lot of promotion. And we got an ad on PW Insider. And that was really nice because my social media manager, Chad Mintz, got that for us. And that was really fucking awesome because there was one time with a company I used to run where I got an ad once. And it took a lot for me to afford that ad. And I just wanted to see if it works. And I think it does because Mike Johnson's like one of the top, you know, PW Insider is one of the biggest websites. So we get a lot of traffic through there. And that was really nice to see that we're back up there with WrestlePro. I talked about DeMonto. I wished him well. I had that down here. I felt, what a bad, breaking your femur. Ugh, just fucking brutal. I talked about Creskill. I talked about Brooklyn. I'm looking forward to that. I think it'll be, you know, a great night. What else we got on the forefront here? Not a lot happened last week. Normally I say like tales of wrestling or whatever. The rental went out and Danny DeMonto's tragic story happened. That truthfully would happen indie wrestling last week, or as far as I'm concerned, I was kind of away. I got really drunk at a vineyard with my wife for her birthday. And then we went out again. And then I went to some bar. This was kind of cool. So I went to some bar in, on Long Island in Greenport called Lucharitos. And I got cool. Lucha Libre, you know, you see it every now and then. Like, I think Qdoba has like lucha wrestlers every now and then, and you see shit. And I'm like, ah, okay, cool, that's cute. And I go in there, I'm like blown away by the artwork. It's everything is super smart fan, you know, not like indie smart fan, but like Ted DiBiase stuff and Bret Hart stuff. And I'm like, whoa, this is kind of cool, which led to a lot of free drinks and led to hopefully me doing a show in Greenport soon. And I think I'm sending Hawkins there this week, but, you know, it was just a nice fucking thing. Free drinks. And I was really hungover all Sunday. But that was really all that happened. But I was working from afar. You know, I'm getting used to being an actual manager kind of person and doing deals and setting up. But my only client is Ryback, which is a good client to have because he's really self-sufficient. He doesn't have to be fucking picked up from the airport, gets his own fucking rental car, gets to the building. Polites everybody, you know, he gets his shit done and he's easy to fucking, you know, I just have to broker the deals and set the flights up. And if there's a problem, I'll interfere. But it's been okay. And it's something I don't mind doing. And I could see myself doing for other people, if the opportunity presents itself, because it's fun and it's actually kind of lucrative. And, you know, I think it's going to lead to, I can't comment on things. You know, I think there's a lot of talks and speculation going out there, and I'm hoping that it leads to, you know, I like doing this. I think it's fun. And, I think I know what the fuck I'm doing. So it's kind of cool. And I'm hoping to kind of add a client or two as go forward. And I'm hoping that maybe I'll, you know, take on more responsibility in this realm. Cause I'm digging it. I realize I know the business very well. I booked the dude all through January, full schedule. So if you're going to get fired or you're thinking about quitting, hey, I may be able to squeeze in some time for you when I'm working with every fucking promoter everywhere. Some good, some bad. Most have been great. Most have been terrific. Some have been total pieces of shit, but some get fucking, holy shit. I'll save this for the other podcast, but some of their demands are like, holy cow. Like one dude, not to shit on him, but to shit on him, sent in like, hey, can he record a promo? Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. We'll get that done. And instead it was like, hey, record this here with this kind of lighting, have him in full gear, read this. And it was like four paragraphs, say it in this kind of tone. Like who the, like Vince doesn't even do that shit. What the fuck are you talking about? Craziness. But I'm enjoying being on the other side of this and learning this aspect of wrestling. You know, I think I need to do a little bit better job as a trainer. I'm getting a little burnt out in terms of just trying to squeeze everything in one day and then going to train my ass off at night while still trying to wrestle and do all this shit. But I will balance this out. Things are getting better. Okay, I think that's all I got to talk about. I think there was some questions, but not really. But I did promise that I would read the kind people that supported this show on the new feed. So thank you to Will, Brian B 2099, and Mike Malero, who might be my favorite Pat Buck fan because he's been so supportive and he got me wine, which I already drank. And I believe you can prove your loyalty if you go to prowrestlingtees.com/PatBuck. I think I sold 3 shirts, guys. That's right. You can no longer be the first one to buy a shirt. 3 of them have sold. That's it. Just 3. Not like 3 period have sold. Or go to WrestlePROOnline.com. Get your tickets. Support the Shining Wizards Network. Check out their other shows. I know they got a bunch going on. Thank you to Eddie who helps me edit this. Thank you to Tony who helped get the feed going, the new feed. I don't know. I'll get back doing the song thing in a while. I just feel bad with the editing. So we'll conclude here, and I'll talk to you guys next week.